So now from Capitol Hill to Beacon Hill, where the Massachusetts Senate just about an hour ago voted to override Governor Baker's veto of the Roe Act. The House voted to override that veto yesterday. With us now is State Senator Harriet Chandler, who wrote and sponsored the Roe Act. Senator Chandler, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here on such a happy note. That's even more of a pleasure.
Well, I was going to ask you, how are you feeling? I think I know now.
Exuberant.
Why?
We've worked so hard for this bill to become a law, so very hard. We started 2 years ago, and quite frankly, it has taken all of this time, and it's almost a miracle that it happened at all. And here we are, we're only a few days away from the session ending. We shouldn't even be in session at this point. If it hadn't been extended, we wouldn't have been, and this would have been a bill that never happened. So it is just a miracle in so many ways, and it's such an important miracle.
You just said this is a bill that might then never have happened, and it didn't before. This is not the first time that it's, you know, been in consideration. It didn't make it out of committee in 2019. Is it different this year because of the appointment of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court?
Well, I think that helped. I definitely think having a hostile court made people realize we're going to lose this. We're going to lose this incredible right of a woman to make decisions about her own body. And, Justice Barrett makes no bones about it, where she stands on this issue. And we had never enshrined this in Massachusetts law. This was all a question of the court's rulings on it. But, you know, different people, when different people are in the majority, different things happen. So now with it in the law, as passed today by the Senate, passed yesterday by the House, with a supermajority. We voted on this three times in the last 2.5 weeks. So this is we've gone through an awful lot with this bill as well. It's remarkable, just remarkable, and people are so excited and so happy, particularly women.
State Senator Chandler, I don't want to litigate abortion rights in this conversation. We have been doing that publicly, you know, in our communities for years.
Right.
You're very excited. You're talking about women who are excited. We also know that there are those who are not pleased by this outcome. What I want to ask you about is the rhetoric around this bill. Okay, so we had two areas of controversy, one about language around abortions after 24 weeks, and one in the area of whether young women ages 16 and 17 can receive abortions without parental consent. The rhetoric has really, in this push and pull, has been strong. Massachusetts Democratic Party chair called Governor Baker a coward for the veto, and Republican Party Chair Jim Lyons said the legislation had, quote, no place in humane society, end quote. I wonder if you feel that rhetoric matches the moment. Are the stakes that high, or is that sharp rhetoric around something that there's a way to come together on? Do you understand my question?
I think there definitely is a way to come together. I think this bill tries to do it. By the end, the governor, the governor's decision was based on his feeling that 16 and 17-year-olds should not have the right to make the decision about having an abortion without having the approval of either their parents or judicial bypass, which is going to the judge and asking a judge to make that decision. And in 99% of the cases, the judges always sided with the young woman, but so that was one issue, and that was an issue of just, you know, what you think a 16-year-old has the right to have sexual intercourse. Shouldn't a 16-year-old also have the right to decide to terminate if there is a product in terms of a fetus? She should have the right to control her own body. Yes, she will have the responsibility for raising the baby if it becomes a baby. And clearly, she should have the right to determine what is the best time for her to have a family.
So
the issue. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well,
go
so
ahead.
That no, that's okay. So that's sort of the argument made there, and probably the argument in the House and the State House and the State Senate for that override. I guess what I'm wondering are there other places to move? We are so divided. That rhetoric is so strong. This is another place of division in our Commonwealth. What's the coming together now as we head into 2021 with some of these very controversial pieces of legislation behind us?
Well, I really believe that in this case, 88% of Massachusetts citizens believe in the right to abortion and the right of young women to make that decision themselves. So that I don't think it is as divided as perhaps other issues that we're facing as a nation and as a state. I think that it's a lot of loud rhetoric from a smaller group than perhaps they would acknowledge. So I don't think that that's true. In terms of late-term abortions, everyone, including the governor, understood the reason for including fatal fetal anomalies in the issue of whether there should be late-term abortions. Late-term abortions are done as a last gap kind of measure when a doctor discovers, usually very late in a pregnancy, that there is a fatal fetal anomaly, some sort of a problem that will not allow the fetus to live outside of the womb. And to make a woman either live with that until the fetus actually goes into labor, or until she has enough money and enough whatever to get herself to the only two states in the country, New Mexico and Colorado, that do what is normally called late-term abortions, which is what we're talking about here. Here we have the
state
best
senator.
Yep.
I'm sorry, we're running out of time. Just finish
I'm
up
sorry.
That thought real quick, please. It's okay. All right, let's
There's
just
so
end
there.
There's
so much to say about this. That's
I know.
The issue. There's so much.
I know,
and certainly, I don't think there's going to be this long-term feeling of division on this subject. I think that this decision and the fact that we passed this with a supermajority in both the House and the Senate, we voted on it three times. I think that perhaps gets over some of the questions and the issues.
Good.
I think we've had 2 years to explain it, and I think we've explained it fairly well. So I think it's a wonderful thing, and I want to thank particularly the Speaker of the House and the Senate President. So.
State Senator Harriet Chandler, I'm so sorry to cut you off. We do have to go. We will have you back to talk more. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.